Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast.
It's Tuesday.
A new week and it is a new adventure.
You're looking great.
I'm looking exactly how I was before.
Wingfest.
Why? What's wrong with me? Can you not wear merch after the occasion's done? Because Ethan said to me off camera, why are you wearing that? I thought you could still wear a branded jumper, regardless, Ethan.
Oh, yes. Hello, everyone. I just didn't know if you were going to use this platform for another marketing event.
Yeah.
No. Why would I do that?
Yeah, I've never done that before.
Yeah.
What have you been up to then?
Just chilling. Halloween weekend was like last weekend, wasn't it? So went out and about.
Do you like Halloween?
Halloween was good fun. I like when people make an effort, you know. And then we did our live stream show, which was great.
That was great.
I had a big night out on Saturday. That was supposed to be the first day I started drinking again on the 28th.
What do you mean that was supposed to be the first day?
Because obviously I've had a couple, couple of big dates in the past.
Yeah, but regardless, so even at best, your sober October was only ever going to last up until the 28th.
Yeah, technically it's 4 weeks, isn't it?
No, but it's not called no drinks for 4 weeks. It's called sober October.
But it's the 28th. It's practically done then, isn't it?
All right. Yeah.
It is.
So the date that you didn't get to was still a failure of it.
All right, I'll call it 4 weeks sober next time.
That's good. That
I managed three. Still good.
Was it three?
Yeah, the 21st of October. I had a drink. 3 weeks isn't bad.
That's all right.
See, Ethan's got a problem. Should have seen him.
And then was he all over the place?
We were out the other night. Oh, he was fucking swinging it. He was kicking about. Not swinging that.
No.
We went actually out on Halloween to Bunny Jackson's, me and Ethan. So 2 dates we went out. 28th is when I went out with like Becky, her mate, and Dave, Statman Dave, who's still living with us. Oh, man, there's going to be a shrine.
Has your house become just overwhelmed by stats at this point? Has everything been sort of statified? When you come out the toilet, he's giving you weight. He's giving you sort of sweat content on the brow.
He's not weighing my shit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Has he? Do you know like how Kevin McAllister, he's putting the baubles down, he's freezing this, he's got the iron above the door handle,
yeah.
He's got the feathers, is Statman Dave sort of booby-trapped your house to become the optimum stat pad?
I wish Statman Dave took care of his bread more. A lot of bread going off in the house. He'd buy bread. This is the thing with Statman Dave. He'd buy stuff, and I don't think he quite registers that he's bought it.
This is the problem, because some people, they don't get it. They don't know the world. Someone who's out of it. Whereas you're... in bread.
I'm in it. Do you know how many packs of Statman Dave cheese we have in our fridge? Because every time he forgets that he's got cheese.
So you're in bread, of course. You're in cheese. And he's not either of those things, is he?
5 packs. One Gouda.
Yeah.
Who the fuck buys
who
Gouda?
Who buys Gouda? Sorry, who
I nearly threw him out.
What do you think he owns? A ski chalet?
I nearly threw
Gouda.
Him out. Gouda.
Yeah.
One Red Leicester.
Yeah.
2 cheddars. One grated cheddar.
He always forgets. The lesser spotted cheddar.
He bought fucking pecorino.
No, unbelievable.
So that's 6 cheeses.
That's 6 cheeses.
What's he doing with it all?
I don't know.
He just forgets that he buys these things. Also, he's very much a branded man. Branded man.
Well, you're a gutter Eden.
Put it this way. We've not seen cathedral cheese in the fridge for years.
No.
Heinz beans. They've been missing.
Yeah. You've been on Asda Smart Price.
I've been Big Daddy's. Is it Big Daddy?
Yep.
His red sauce for years.
Daddy's.
Now, oh, hello. The kitchen is blessed with the Heinz baked beans.
Yeah.
What's the posh olive oil called?
Oh, no.
It's another one in the green
vat. Yeah, it's called something like Victor Bertolio or something.
Oh, yeah.
He's on that.
It's more expensive than fucking
gold.
Gold. He's on that. He loves it.
Wow.
Cathedral cheddar.
Do you know why? Because he's saving money on not having to pay fucking rent.
Yeah, that's true. No, of course. He doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't pay rent.
You're not subletting, are you?
No.
Because that would be against your leasehold.
Have you got something in your eye?
Yeah, sorry, I've got blinks in it. So Statman Dave is a brands man. He's certainly a cheese man, or at least he's trying every type of cheese. Maybe he doesn't like cheese. Maybe he's going, right, I'll get some, I want to get into cheese. So I'll start with Gouda, because that sounds like the word good. So it must be all right. you know what I mean? With, you know, it can't get gooder than this.
Yeah, yeah.
So he starts with
fuck
that. You know. And he goes,
fuck you.
No, not for me. Pull that back of the fridge. Then he goes, where's my favourite place in the world? Lincoln. That's a cathedral city. I'll get some of that in.
Wow.
Yeah?
Fucking hell.
Do you know what I mean?
You're going to struggle soon, aren't you?
Right. 2016 was the year of the stat, wasn't it?
Because no, that's when stop talking.
And who won the league
shit
that year? Leicester. So he got red Leicester, yeah? And then he thought, this cheddar's good, but it's not great. Let's get some grated cheddar, right?
Nice.
Tries it all. Doesn't like any of it.
Love it.
And then he thought Pecorino Romano was that transfer guy off Twitter. So we bought that. And he don't like that either. Dave, just admit, you don't like cheese.
I don't know what's going to happen if he buys camembert. What do you think that is?
I can't bear it. Get in. So anyway, how was he doing? He was out with you in Buddy Jackson.
He was out with us. No, he went out to meet Andy's bar. He owns a bar in Stockport called Brown's. It is brilliant. Oh. He just plays like fucking fun dance music, 80s tunes. We loved it.
Love it.
But I tell you what it was. The night of the Jager bomb.
Ooh.
Six or seven. Jager bombs nearly killed me.
I haven't had Jager bombs in a very long time.
I mean,
are they still quite nice?
Jager bombs are. I feel like the year the Jager bomb was a couple of years back, maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
I think 10 years.
We moved on since then. The year of the Baby Guinness is fully involved. And now...
Huge. Good point. Really good.
And now Tequila Rose is kicking about.
What's this?
Have you heard of Tequila Rose?
Tequila Rose? Isn't that a... I think I paid for a month of her.
Tequila over. Rose? No.
It turned out it was only... You know, it was mostly just sort of T-shirt on stuff.
Tequila Rose...
Sorry.
Is
I've no idea
a very creamy, like, tequila drink.
Right.
It's quite nice. It's in your Baby Guinness realm.
So is it a combo of things, or is it just a single
pour?
No,
it's just a single pour.
Right.
Oh, did I have this the other day, Drew, with you?
Oh, no.
Did you have a Tequila Rose?
There was some pink shot
you
came
did have
way.
A Tequila
was
Rose.
Was that what it was?
Me? Yeah, did you enjoy it?
It was milkshake vibes.
It's milkshake vibes, but it's like 30%.
Is it half tequila, half Pepto-Bismol?
Actually, can you Google Tequila Rose and see what percent it is? Half what? Pepto-Bismol?
Yeah.
Nah. Imagine a shot was like Yakult.
That's that, isn't it?
Pepto-Bismol?
No, Tequila Rose. You said it's milkshake vibes.
I bought a Yakult is yogurt vibes.
Oh, 15%. I mean, come on.
There's nothing in it, really.
15%? No wonder it tastes nice.
No, it's
basically like an imported lager.
So it was the night of the Jager bomb. I went all in. Ended up... I was a little bit sick.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, I saw it down your Wimpole the next day.
Yeah. The one thing I regretted is not it's not eating at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Because it really played havoc.
Where were
on
you
me.
Sick?
In the toilet.
Where? Your house?
No, at the bar.
At the bar?
Yeah.
You didn't even make it home.
No,
did you carry on drinking
afterwards?
You know
what afterwards? It was? It was just a little bit. That cost him a fucking trooper.
Really?
It was just there. And I just went, I need to get rid of this.
Oh, I can't do that. For me, if I'm sick on a night out, it's because I've spent the hour before that doing my very best to not be sick.
Oh, right. No, this was
it
literally
ruins
like,
my night.
It was like a fart. Like trap wind.
Yeah.
Like trap sick. I'm done. I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
Let's crack on.
And you do great. It into your, cup it into your hands and then let someone smell it. Like a fart.
Throw it over the fence.
Yeah.
This is that time I was in, when I was 17, 18, still living at home with mum and dad. And I was at a gig and I got really, really drunk. Mm. And I got home. And you ever sat there when you were pissed as a kid and the room spins?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Honestly, I was like, whoa, this is
and
mental.
And you close your eyes and it gets even worse.
I know.
You think, I'm going to close my eyes and it'll make it go away because I won't see anything. You close your eyes and then just your whole body feels like it's spinning.
Yeah.
Horrible.
And I went, oh, I'm going to... And anyway, I opened my bedroom window and I threw up outside of my bedroom window. I didn't want mum and dad to hear because the toilet's like in the landing. Not like
what?
In the landing, but on the landing.
We used to have it in the bathroom, but yeah, in the landing's fine.
So I threw up outside my bedroom window just forgetting that it's just going to be on the conservatory. And my mum and dad woke up and they're just getting about the day until someone looked up.
The size of that bird shit.
Fuck.
Look
hell.
At that.
Hey, what a bollocking I got. I had
did
to
you?
Like hose it down from my bedroom.
With what?
With what? A hose.
Oh, right. You look like you were holding it.
Actually, that's a good point. With what? I'm not going to have a hose in the house, do you?
Hose in this house. There's a hose in this house.
Hey.
Whoa. Did you feel that? We've just travelled in time.
What? What are you talking about?
Like, look, do you see all these wires in front of me, Drew? I accidentally smacked the shit out of them, and we've gone forward to, it feels like today's a Monday.
Why have my clothes all changed?
You've got in a different outfit completely.
Someone's trimmed my beard.
Have you got a trimmed beard?
Yeah.
What's
happened?
I don't know, you look better anyway.
I'm scared.
How are you with Bonfire Night? Do you love it?
Oh, I hide under the table like a dog.
I'm in awe of fireworks at the minute.
Yeah.
Do you know my TikTok is just filled with the world's biggest firework?
Oh, I thought you were saying something else.
And it just whew, bang! Some of these noises that they make, phenomenal.
Some of them they just fill in the whole sky. Some of them are like that firework from fucking Lord of the Rings. Do you know where it's like a dragon's coming through the town? Some of them are insane, and you see these blokes with like a fucking drum, a big metal gallon drum with like a firework that's this big, and it's just like world's largest firework.
Oh, it's so
illegal
good
in the UK. Illegal
it's
in the
so
EU.
Good. And then the actual woof, that noise is phenomenal.
And then the suspense.
I fucking love
when you
it.
Hear it. You can hear the sound because it's always mainland Europe. You can hear the sound because half of these are genuinely banned in the EU.
What do you mean mainland Europe?
Well, they're banned in the EU.
What are
some of these mega works?
Really, mega ones are.
They're banned. I've seen like world's like UK's largest firework, and it's like,
and it's banned in the EU.
And it's
is that
the
why
size
we left?
Of a pint glass. No.
And then
you hear the sound travel just across the Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, across Mongolia, all the way to the very very eastern tip of Russia, Canada. Just getting a little. Honestly, they're sensational, aren't they? And they just fill the sky with works.
I've got three left. Bought some called the Devil's Arsehole.
You bought your own fireworks.
Yeah.
You're such a buys his own fireworks kind of guy.
I'm a bit worried about where I am, like in terms of, not like in my life.
Because of time travel?
Not because of time travel. But I'm near a flight path.
Right.
Surely I can't just set off a firework,
can
I?
That's a good point, actually.
Like, you don't get any letters through the door, do you, going, just be wary?
No, you don't.
But you can hit, you live around where I live. The planes come down. They come directly over my head as well.
Yeah.
Can I set one off?
What about, well, there's real high works. The higher works. Not just a firework, but like a... Where you sort of almost lose it and then... Could you hit a plane? Not would you want to, but could you?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because it is a bit sort of ground-to-air missile, isn't it?
You're wondering, is the plane so far away that I'm still... Like,
yeah, is that plane still sort of 15,000 feet in the air?
Yeah, I don't think it's dead close.
But if you lived in, where is it,
Heald Green, like near Manchester, they're proper close.
Like right under it. Are you allowed to have fireworks if you live in a flight path?
I don't know.
Interesting thought.
It is interesting thought. Mm. What did you do for Bonfire Night?
We went to the Mayfield Depot fireworks extravaganza.
Yeah.
Okay? And I don't know if they've ever seen the definition of the word extravaganza.
Call it out. I'm not a spade. Right. It was shit, you said.
No, it wasn't shit. It was underwhelming. There was whelming.
It's a good word
and then
for
it,
shit.
This whole thing existed sort of underneath the whelming line.
Mm.
So first of all, you get there and there's just constant confusion. Is it at the park? Is it at Freight Island? The people are saying, you can come into Freight Island to get a drink. We'll let you through the back door into the park.
Yeah.
Then you get in the queue, and there's people working at Freight Island who are too busy dancing to tell you what's going on. No, if you're here for the fireworks, you can move down that way. So I went down to the fireworks. The people at the front of that queue, people are still leaving from the previous show, which was, there's like two shows a night.
Like it's wicked
or something. They're going, no, you've got to come back at 1:30. We're not letting anyone until 1:30. Okay, back up to Freight Island. The queue is now quadruple the size as it was 2 seconds ago. Then they're going, no, if you're in for the fireworks, it's time. No, we want to come get a drink first. Okay, and then there's a bloke going, if you've got a reservation, come straight in. If you haven't, stay in the queue. So we're staying in the queue. Then a few minutes later, a bloke with a slightly shinier jacket on, it's insinuating he's the boss, comes and goes, no, only stand in the queue if you've got a reservation. Like, okay.
Oh, someone do my editing.
Yeah. So then we get in, we get a drink, we go through, and then it opens at 7:30, right? It's absolutely pissing it down,
so
by the way,
wet.
Which isn't
it
the venue's
so
fault.
Rainy.
So the park, it's a new park, Mayfield Park, and the whole floor of the park is covered in these little sort of gas fire things, which it looks kind of cool. Sounds like a lot of Alton Towers-y feel. Mm. And then at the front, there's these three or four big fires that just go occasionally. And
what do you mean?
They just sort of hit like a burst of fireball that goes.
Nice, like you're a rock gig.
Yeah, kind of like a rock gig, kind of cool. But that's it. What? So there's no bonfire. There's like two or three food vendor things.
Something stupid.
Go on.
Would the rain have put the bonfire out if they wanted to do one?
I think there's so much lighter fluid and so much fuel that it would burn through anything except a really heavy rain. Who knows, though? That's a good point. Yeah, I don't know.
I wondered because we didn't get a bonfire.
No. So then we're like, and then it was like, the bloke came over the tannoy. He seemed so dejected. He's like, hi, if you haven't seen, welcome to the, you know, majestic fire garden. And we're like, okay, come on, give it a bit of Disneyland.
Give it a little bit, give yourself a name.
And then he's like, the fireworks will start at 8:30. And like, that's an hour away. I can't be asked to stand. I can't be asked to stand in the rain for an hour. There's no rides. There's no bits and bobs that you would normally get. So I was like, I reckon it's like the fireworks will be set off from the roof of Mayfield Depot. And I was like, I think we'll be able to see that from platform 13 of Piccadilly Station.
No, judging where we are, so you got Mayfield there. Yeah. Platform 13 is literally next door, isn't
it? Yeah. So
but
I said,
it's got a hood.
So I said to Lizzie, I reckon we can get up there and we can get straight on the train. Because there's massive queues to get in and out of this. Even So we got up there and it started at 5:30. We watched it. And it was so nice. That moment was so good. Of like, the plan worked to get out. We were under the cover of Piccadilly Gardens, right up at Piccadilly Station, right up until the fireworks. Then we went out onto the platform and watched it. Sort of laid down on the platform. Probably thought it was some sort of Just Stop Oil protest. No, we just stood on the platform together. Really nice, sweet moment.
And then sparkler?
For sparkler. And then the fireworks stopped. We went and sat back down. And then we went, that didn't last that long, did it? Did you know already, Joe? Ethan, do you know how long this lasted for?
Oh.
Had you heard me say?
No.
Okay. So it started at 8:30. Guess what time the fireworks stopped? So it's 12 quid each to get in as well. There's hundreds of people.
That is phenomenal. 12 quid each.
12 quid to get in. Guess what time the fireworks stopped? They started at 8:30. Guess when they stopped?
Oh, how about
8:33.
That 3 minutes of fireworks.
Three and a half minute firework display. 3.5 minutes.
That's £4 a minute you spent.
£4 a minute on fireworks. We were watching them. Amazing, gorgeous, loved it. Great moment. Went and sat down. Let's check what the train times are. Just double check. Hang on, it's 35 past. And it had stopped. We'd sat down, had a quick chat about the fireworks, and then checked my phone. So it was no more than 4 minutes. It could have been sub three.
Yeah.
It was a bit of, again, whelmed here. I was here. I'm here. It was lovely we had that moment, but that's bad, isn't it?
That's shocking. Let me tell you what I went to.
Go on.
For my fireworks, bonfire night.
You look went excited. Up to Grimsby. Yours was good.
Grimsby. You want to see this, right? It's chucking it down, isn't it, on Saturday? Which was bonfire night. It was sort of the day after. But it was so wet that we were constantly on this, like, it's a local social club. We were constantly on their Facebook just seeing if they were going to cancel it. Because
we
were like, for sure, it was going to be cancelled. But no. At about, the show starts at 6, at about 4:30, there's this old geezer in the back of a van, thumbs up like that, yeah. Just one box in front of him, saying, show's still on.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, fucking hell.
I love the name of the fireworks as well, like the boxes and stuff. Did it have a name in another box?
There was one called Independence Day.
Yeah, they're all called like Independence Day, they're just called like...
Die Hard, explosive of action films.
Mental Explosion.
Demon gets a big shout out.
Yeah, Demon's there a lot. Devils.
Catherine.
Wheel. Par.
Catherine of
Aragon. You know.
So I'm thinking, this is a bit wild. And also, Becky said, it's just free. You just turn up.
Oh.
There's a little bucket. If you want to pay, you can do.
Yeah.
So we turn up there. It's sludgy. It's fucking chaos. Like, the bar's so busy. Hot dogs. You know those shit hot dogs? But they actually taste, do you know, shit, but good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean by that? Yeah, where it's like, this is dirty, but it's very nice.
I love it. Like, I love the IKEA hot dog.
Yes.
Love them.
So it was... Bit of mayhem, wasn't
what,
great.
On the mayo on the hot dog?
No, I put ketchup on my hot dog and a little bit of mustard. And
radical.
We stood there 10 to 6, right, at the front. We got to the front. I don't know why. It's fucking look up. And I was like, this is the worst day. This is so bad.
Yeah.
Like, we're all fucking freezing our tits off here.
Hot dog bones piss wet through.
Yeah. Lily, who's my niece, well, Becky's niece, she dropped her actual sausage on the floor. So she's just eating a ketchup sandwich.
That's like, it's tears. And you're presumably eating the dirty sausage.
I picked the sausage up.
Run that through your hot dog cleaner that you take with you everywhere, just in case you find one on the floor.
So I'm doing a little countdown for them all. Like, oh, it's going to be going soon, take care. And I thought, this old geezer's going to be fucking, you know, I don't know what I'm going to expect here. When I tell you, I saw 18 minutes of the best fireworks I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, 18?
Fuck.
That's six times more than I got.
This geezer, wherever he got this gear from, was unbelievable. 6 o'clock, bang, first one, boom. And there was a little, there was a show to it.
Love that.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom,
yeah.
Boom, boom. And it was like, it was phenomenal.
What's it called? The fountains at the Bellagio.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I was in awe. I was love absolutely
it.
In awe
Cirque
of
du Soleil
it.
Of the sky.
It. But the only bad thing was, if you can imagine this massive field we were stood on, they were surrounded by houses, and the wind was just blowing all the smoke directly into this one house. They must have had an awful day that day.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine that being your house.
The air quality on that.
Air quality is shocking. Yeah. And I mean all the smoke. Like, it would have been like stars in your eyes coming out of the kitchen with your dinner. Like, what the fuck? Who's he come as? But loved it. I love That's bonfire. Great. But we didn't get a bonfire.
I think the bonfire is a thing of the past. I think this sort of pro hedgehog lobby's done away with the bonfire.
Yeah.
Remember, that's all you used to hear, wasn't it?
How did Becky told me about this?
Yeah.
Just fucking fuck them.
What?
Do you know what the hedgehog thing is, Ethan?
The thing about how to cross the road safely for children.
Yeah, on bonfire night. Good. No, what would what? Sorry, Ethan. What would bonfire night and hedgehogs? What would you think they'd have in common, and why?
Oh,
would...
they're scared of the fireworks.
No, not quite. Maybe, keep going. But that's not it.
This rings a bell.
Yeah, go on. You can do it.
They run into the fireworks and they get exploded.
They get exploded.
You're sort of a quarter of the way there.
Think less.
Why would they run into the fireworks? And also, the previous part of this conversation was us saying how they've done away with the bonfire because of hedgehogs, not fireworks. So what now? What's
think about the bonfire?
So they must burn,
right? Why?
They must think it's shelter.
Yeah,
good.
So these hedgehogs think, oh, that thing on fire is
no,
safety.
No, not that.
Thickos.
That's not what happens then,
just
is it?
Just fucking.
What happens
it.
Is usually these bonfires have been built over a number of days or weeks. Bit of wood. Deck chair, whatever, and in that time,
dick chair.
What?
Dick chair.
Deck chair.
Oh, deck chair.
In that time, like hundreds of millions of hedgehogs have seen it and gone, ultimate house. Do you know what I mean? Like, my house was made of fucking twigs before this. Now look, that's got a full Howden's kitchen in it.
Yeah.
That is the best house in the world. So they're like, ultimate house. Get all your mates. Every hedgehog in the local area moves in. And there's just, it's basically half wood, half hedgehog by the time the petrol from wood gets on it. So that was always the thing.
And then mum turns the heating on. The next thing you know,
I know. The next fire. Thing you know, they're ablaze. So I wonder if that's why. And you know that sometimes when there's fire, you can hear that sort of squeaking. And people, you think it's like moisture escaping or whatever. That's actually hedgehog screaming.
That's awful.
And then the crackle is this tiny little nose just going, just exploding. Like that. So the crackle of the fire is just hedgehogs blowing up. So maybe that's why they don't do them
did
so much.
Did you do anything, Ethan?
What was I up to?
On bonfire night?
I done nothing at all. I was stuck on a train.
No, you weren't.
No, I was.
You were stuck on a train?
Oh, I didn't get on the train. Sorry, that was the story.
Ethan, right?
Sorry.
This isn't a script.
Yeah.
What you do now is tell us what's happened in real life in your life.
Yeah.
It's not like, was I on the train? Never got on the train. Just tell us what the truth is.
I got muddled.
That's the story. I never got on the train.
No, sorry. I got muddled up between me getting on the train to Newcastle and me failing to get on the train back to Manchester.
Right.
Do you want to elaborate? Is there
anything so
more?
What happened was, I got on a train to Newcastle just for the day. And then when I got there, I saw my family, which was nice.
Who'd you see?
Well, we had a lot of pork, you see.
You had a what?
A lot of
you
pork.
Had a poke?
A lot of pork.
You porked someone?
What are you saying?
A lot of pigs and sausages and bacon and...
I said name your family you've met and you say, and now you're calling them sausages
and bacon.
And
then they said we've
bacon.
Had a lot of pork.
Who's sausage and who's bacon?
No, that's what we ate with the family.
Ah, okay.
So, which included... my step siblings and a baby. A new baby.
Like a piglet.
A new baby as opposed to what? An old baby? What would that be? Not a baby then, would it?
No, this is a relatively recent baby.
Right.
All babies are relatively recent. Otherwise, you're a toddler.
Yeah, that's true. What, did it say much?
No, not a baby.
Sorry, what did you do? So there was this pork meat.
Yeah, yeah,
there's a baby.
What is going on?
Talk like
someone's cooked a dinner and it's just full of pork.
A lot of toast.
What's for dinner?
Oh no,
oh, mum, what's for dinner? Is it pig on toast?
What's going on?
What do you mean a lot of pork and a lot of toast?
You're doing my head.
What are you on about? No. Pig on toast.
But there was also like black pudding.
More pork.
That's not. So you've had a full English.
No, just a lot of pork.
He's trying to wind us up here.
No, but there was some healthy things. There was some yogurt.
Beans,
eggs. There was some raspberries, melon.
Where the fuck are you?
What are you having? Pork, yogurt.
Oh, I just went for the pork.
Pork, yogurt and melon on toast.
I just went for the pork.
Is it a buffet style?
Buffet style.
Is this at a house? What's happening? Are you okay?
It's like a game of charades. This is a charades of what Ethan did with his day. He can only say bacon or sausage.
You can only say things that have no fucking link to the thing that you're meant to be saying.
No.
So you went where?
So I went back to Newcastle.
Specifically, are you at a house? Are you at a restaurant?
Oh, back at home, like a buffet style. Like
no, don't say like a buffet style. You're at your mum's house.
Yes.
Right. And there is lots of relatives.
Yes.
And on the table is pork four ways, some toast, and some yogurt.
And fruit.
That is this food from a different country or planet that I'm not aware of?
Oh, no, quite common in the UK.
Yes, sausage bacon. So do you just like have a meal, chat with everyone?
Yeah.
Are they all good?
Yeah, really well. Then I went to go see my gran. She's well. Then
your ankles?
Oh no, different gran. She's ankles are still a bit, you know.
See what?
She got the operation, but I think it's just still fucking knackered.
What, your other nun's ankles?
Yeah.
What was the operation? What was that to do?
Just to like fix the ankles and that. But
and
like,
has it made them worse?
Yeah.
Is she not admitting it though?
I think, no, she can't really put much pressure on the ankles. She can't. So
the operation was a failure, was it?
Well, what, your other gran, how is she?
Yeah. She's well.
You had a story with her? You gonna...
Just nice to pop round, nice to see her. But then that's when the news broke. The train was cancelled.
Oh no.
And every other train that evening was cancelled. And I had to be doing the news with the guest of the podcast, Jay Motti. Yeah. Are you familiar?
Yeah.
He's been on before. I was going to do some news with him. And then I couldn't make that arrangement because all the trains were cancelled.
Wow.
So then I got up early in the morning, ready to come back down to save the day. Got up at 10 to 6, drove to the station with my stepdad. That train got cancelled. So I'm stuck at this point. I then get on another train at 5 to 7. They tell me to get off the train. That ticket's not applicable. So I'm just like hanging around the station now. And I eventually get on another train and I get back in Manchester at 10:30. Oh. And Joe was fuming.
Oh?
Joe was Smith.
Me?
You
so,
fuming?
So what happened with the news with Joe? Did a sort of hero stepped in and did it? Or did they just have to cancel it? Probably have to cancel it because no one could do what you do.
Honestly, I don't think it was reported. I don't think anyone knows, but it got done. Like, Joe was there.
I wonder if anyone else was with him to help out.
Is that you? Yeah. Congratulations.
So have you become sort of weary and upset with the train system?
Oh, yes. It made me think maybe the car's the answer.
Yeah, because you have got a car. Why did you not drive home?
Oh, because it was late. It was dark. It was cold. I would be by myself. And I just thought the comfort of the train, for probably the same price, if not cheaper, was well worth it. But I was fooled.
It's not cheap, and I'm sorry, but it's not cheaper. Like, cheaper. I love the train, it's cheaper. Fucking expensive.
No,
how much was it?
55 quid return, but for the petrol, last time at Newcastle, it cost around £60.
Would it?
Oh, yep.
Full tank to get to Newcastle and back. That's really? Absolutely a horse, isn't it?
Yep, I even topped it up a bit.
after all that shenanigans, I'm bloody hungry, Joe. Oh. And it falls to you. And do you know what? We've not done this in a while.
To you, Mrs. Robertson.
Not the song.
Fill Joe McGraw with a tasty snack.
Where you...
Or he'll hit you back.
I brought something that no one knows what you brought in.
No one knows what we brought. I've brought in a restaurant. Huh? Okay? A sex experience.
A sex
I didn't mean to say that. An experience. I brought in a place that I miss.
Where?
Yeah.
Stop saying yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because I can't get it in Stockport. I used to get it a lot when I lived in Manchester.
Yeah.
I love it. A treaty. A lovely, delicious place. One of the few places that I will go and I will get the veggie option over the meat options.
Oh, fucking hell. So it's vegetarian, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but so loads of good things are vegetarian. Cheese on toast.
Chips.
Margherita pizza.
Margherita pizza is all right.
It's amazing.
Is it better than pepperoni?
Doesn't matter.
Oh.
So today I've brought in two different items. One in particular, that thing that I've brought in.
I don't know. I can hear you. I can hear you salivating. I can hear you doing this.
And I'm going to pronounce it the English way, because if I pronounce it the natural way, I sound like a git. Pho.
Oof, pho.
Or as they say locally, pho.
Pho.
But I can't be doing that because it makes me sound like...
Big old pot of pho, which is just like a big soup.
It's a big soup. So it's a soup. So I think I'm going to get this wrong. Oh, there's two spoons there. I do believe it's Vietnamese, is it?
Yeah, Vietnamese.
So it's a Vietnamese soup. So you know I'm a broth baby.
Ah, you were born in a broth.
I was born in a broth of my mother's making. We know that much. I love a broth. I love a hot soup. I love things suspended in liquid.
Yes,
I can't deny it. And pho was one of my real sort of awakenings to this world. You've got the chilies, you got the heat, yeah. You got the coriander, the spice. Because English delicious. Soup is just leek, tater, salt, pepper, innit? But around the world, they're putting everything in soup. This one is the tofu and mushroom spicy broth pho.
So you reckon in the pho world, the vegetarian pho is better than, say, the beefy pho?
For me, from this restaurant,
pho
yes.
Me.
Pho me,
that was the
yes.
Restaurant it's called.
The other thing I've brought are... And you're going to love this because it's ticking one of your favourite boxes.
Fuck it, that satay sauce.
A peanut in, sauce mate. Within which to dip.
The suspense is killing me.
The crispy spring roll.
Oh, they look phenomenal.
So let's have a go on these, bad boys.
Joe's starving because he's not even offered it me or Ethan yet. Fine. What's in the spring roll?
Oh, veg.
It's all veg. There's no all vegetarian. Now, for Ethan, I think the pho. Is this, would be the first time you maybe tried it, Ethan?
Yeah, I'd probably say so. We once had a restaurant experience all together, didn't we? And Joe was, I can't say frothing away at his froth, can I?
What?
He frothing was, at my broth?
Yeah, frothing
where
at
were
his broth.
Oh!
Meek on cat.
Meek on cat in Stockport. That was a great day out, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. We had ice cream.
We did. I mean, you had a lovely ice cream. So. Vegan, wasn't it? Anyway, back to the point.
Oh, dear.
You were saying... Even you were saying.
Oh, no, I don't think I've had this kind of froth before.
Froth?
Broth. I keep getting confused between the two.
Do not say froth. Right, come around here, Ethan.
So it's tofu and mushroom. And the tofu's got this sort of bready, meaty quality. The mushroom's obviously fantastic. Joe, just get a little coriander on there.
I will have a go.
There's noodles in there as well. Just pop that in your mouth, that little
push
mouthful.
It over here.
There's a mouthful sort of ready-made
for you. It doesn't... Feel very sharer-friendly. Look at Ethan.
Well, we've all got an individual spoon each. So there you go. I'll make sure I've got enough. It's just tangy. It's spicy. It's juicy. It's got that coriander herbal quality to it. The deep-fried tofu is fantastic. The mushroom's delicious. There's noodles in there as well. There's a lime juice.
Oh!
Get some bits.
It looks like pork crackling.
Yeah.
Floating around in
if
a bit of water.
If anything, water.
Water.
If anything, tofu is probably the opposite sport crackling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you ever had tofu before, Ethan? Just nod.
I've only had it raw on here once.
What? Yeah. We had it raw?
No.
Did me and you?
That was last Halloween.
Ethan likes
we ate raw tofu last Halloween. That's crazy. It's nice. It's nice. Pho is nice. I don't think that's a great one. But in general, pho is delicious. Mm. What are you looking out for? I think it's quite... How much lime juice did you put in it? That's a limey bad boy, that.
I just put the little triangle of lime juice.
They are phenomenal, by the way.
Dip.
What a squashy spring roll.
Squashy spring rolls. I don't know. I know what you mean. They're a bit squashy, but they are phenomenal. Mm. Them spring rolls. Like, literally, I think they're one of the best spring rolls I've ever had. With a satay sauce. They're so good. Ethan's face, the audio listeners, he's nearly just had an orgasm. I'm a little bit worried about the faux. Because I want to put faux in.
It's not the best it's ever been, but sometimes, imagine it, more chili oil, more spice. Can I have it back, please?
More chili oil. No, you little greedy get.
More spice, more sort of aggression to it. Oh. But just the idea that there's the fish sauce in there, there's loads of coriander, I think loads of garlic as well, mint, that kind of combination. I love it. And it's such a lovely little comfort food as well.
Right, you do what you need to do.
This is called the Hangover Special.
Move away from your mic, though. Sorry to anyone.
Go on, Joe.
Joey's digesting his foe. It's a sight to behold if you're an audio listener.
Digesting my foe like a Black Widow spider.
Christ.
That was a good joke, that.
Yeah. I thought they digested their loved ones. Okay. Isn't it mad that some people just
it's
eat...
It's not such a great joke, then.
Isn't it mad that some people just eat the kids?
Yeah. What, people or animals?
No, not people. Some animals eat the kids, don't they, Ethan?
Do they? What kind of animals?
Well, I heard this, right? Weeds. I heard this, that I went to see rabbits the other day.
You heard that you went to see some rabbits?
No.
Who are you, George Foreman? Can't remember where they've been.
No, I heard...
I had a rumour I went to see some rabbits the other day.
George Foreman, the boxer?
Yeah, he talks like he's from the West Country now. What's the 60s?
Oh, yeah. And they said, no, Joe, got to stop that, mate. You've got to stop. Ethan, I think we need a blanket ban on that.
I'll turn the mic off.
They said that the dad rabbits, when having sex with the mum rabbits, they sort of then distance themselves from their partner. The mum rabbits gives birth. Maybe there is a boy rabbit in the pack. If the dad rabbit ever stumbles across the boy rabbit, he'd kick his head in. Because he wants to be the only one shagging about. Right, this is fucking too much. Joe, put it to one side, please. He's a dirty fucker.
He'll kick his head in.
If he ever...
He'll kick his head in.
Do you believe that, Ethan?
No.
It's like your stepdad seeing you on a night out kicking your head in.
I must say, just to bring us back on track, we've bypassed this. That's the best spring roll in the world.
Yeah. I've got to say.
How good are the spring rolls?
That spring roll was phenomenal.
The spring roll in general is just like a nice addition to any dish. Oh, it's nice. Got some spring rolls. Great. You're not buzzing, are you? But it's nice. If you brought me 7 or 8 of them as a meal, I'd be clapping my hands. I'd be
like
punching
the NHS.
Exactly.
Like
it
a
was
seal
incredible.
Celebrating the NHS.
Wow. Do you think Seals did celebrate the NHS?
I think Seal, the singer, did.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was in England Seals at the time. I remember he had to lock down in Kent.
The thing about the spring rolls is often, you're right, often you get them... We had this big argument on Sunday. We were ordering a Chinese, or as Ethan would say, a Chinese. And we... that was an impression of Ethan saying a Chinese.
Yeah, no, I get... That was very clear.
Very clear. Go and watch an episode back if you think I said anything out of order there. And I said we should not put spring rolls on the order.
Completely agree with you.
Because we are reaching, because there's 4 of us, reaching a 50 quid mark here. Mm. So I'm thinking, we're getting some free. A couple of back and forths. Now, it wasn't stated on the actual website itself if you're getting free spring rolls, but I wanted to take the risk. We bought 12 spring rolls.
Yeah.
They threw in 12 for free. So we had 24 spring rolls.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm not complaining, but I was in the right. Do you know what I mean?
I think you're wrong.
Why?
Nowhere gives free spring rolls. I've never seen that.
What?
I've seen free prawn crackers.
Yeah, right.
The only reason you got free spring rolls is because you'd already bought some spring rolls. No, they threw in a few extra.
They didn't. Here's how it goes. You spend over 15 quid, free prawn crackers.
15? No, yeah. Not these days, mate.
It used to be a tenner, it's gone up. You spend over 25, free vegetable spring rolls.
Vegetables.
If you spend over 50, you might even get a litre of Coke.
Yeah, if you spend over 100 quid, they give you the deeds to the restaurant.
You've never had free spring rolls?
I don't know if I have.
Ethan?
I've had free prawn crackers.
Yeah, of course.
And free poppadoms before.
From a Chinese?
That's weird.
No, just from restaurants.
Yeah.
Never have fortune cookies?
Yeah, well, of course. They're not even on the menu.
Can you put in the comments if you've ever had a free spring roll?
Anyway, back to the pho and the crispy spring rolls.
Them spring rolls are 9 out of 10.
Yeah. Okay, so we're in then. Perfect. So.
Ethan?
Those spring rolls are unbelievable. Yeah. The course they are. Like,
it stunned me.
Where they're from? Is the company called Pho?
The company's called Pho. I think it might be a bit of a chain, but again, this was my intro into this food. So yeah. I've always got a soft spot for that one. Again, that even by their standards wasn't the best broth. The broth is often a lot more red, a lot spicier, a lot more flavoursome than
that. It was a little bit too sour for me, that one.
Was it?
Do you not think...
I like sour, though.
Yeah. What do you think about it, Ethan?
Oh, I wasn't asked about it. All I'm thinking about is those spring rolls.
Is it?
Yeah. Can I ask you, I'm being serious now, recording at lunchtime, did you just buy that for your lunch?
Huh?
You did, didn't you?
Did you what?
You've just bought that for your lunch. Because you know that probably me or Ethan aren't going to be too arsed about vegetable it. Fucking well, foe.
Do you want it?
Yeah, we'll take it home, actually.
What, this one?
Yeah, it is, please.
I love the spat in this one.
No, no. Joe. So for that...
Oh, he's horrible. He's horrible. Fucking,
you've
he's
gone good. Really weird. You've got, in terms of the spitting and the slurping recently, you've taken a mad path. Don't.
Oh. Is it in then?
No, it's not in.
But the spring rolls are.
The spring rolls are.
Ethan, is the pho in?
No, but obviously the spring rolls.
So the spring rolls are in.
Yay! I'd love it if pho just see an influx in their spring rolls. Don't get the broth, just get spring rolls.
Yeah, they're amazing. Peanut sauce. Wow.
Right then, pho. I mean, I think I've had pho before, which is 9 out of 10. Mm. And maybe we'll have to revisit it.
Maybe we will.
The beef pho. Mm. Do you know where they put like little bits of beef in that are sort of raw, but they cook in the
where they're so thin that they'd cook with just a kiss. Would cook them.
Oh, what? You ever kissed your beef?
Do you know there's the kinetic energy from a single kiss, and the beef just turns brown.
Have you seen that video where it's like how many slaps to cook a chicken?
Yeah,
like 10,000.
Amazing, isn't it?
How many do you think it would be to cook one of those bits of beef?
Not even one. By the time your hand gets there, the wind that your hand pushed down, the final 3 inches the beef's cooked. That's how micro thin it is. It's gossamer thin. Across two pods, I've said gossamer
Ethan's
thin.
Ethan's arse is medium rare.
What you? Love that. Right, see you later. Bye! Ethan, come on. Even though he's
insulted,
you just wave there.
Yep. Ta-ra.
Never make that arse well done.
Oh, God.